So take a few deep breaths into the belly. Just to reaffirm once again that you're here. Nowhere else. But here, right now. So you don't need to think about this. You can't think about being here. All your thoughts are of the past, past experiences. So there is nothing you need to be thinking about right now. Nothing. But you can't just say, I'm going to stop thinking. What you need to do is practice being in your body, bringing your attention back to your body, to where you are right now. It's so simple. And the more grounded you become in your body, the more stable you'll become. And stability is a really important quality in this practice. There's a tendency to look for the excitement, the deep realizations. But the more stable you are, the more grounded in your body you are, the more energy you can ingest. So we've talked a lot about energy. And I know during my practice, during the years of intense practice, I craved being around this energy. I didn't know what it was, but I just found it incredibly attractive. And I had my first teacher who I was very close to. But I also went to see other teachers at certain times, just to be enlightened teachers, to be around that energy. Because around someone who is enlightened, there is an energy field. And the longer they're in that state, the stronger and more far-reaching the field becomes. And you start to tap into that field, into that energy that's vibrating at a much, much faster rate than the intellect. Even the most brilliant mind is slow compared to this energy, slow and cumbersome. So I found myself being drawn into this energy. There was no choice about it. It was like a magnetic pull. But what I also found is when I sat and meditated formally, with this energy, with someone sitting in front of me in this state, it actually intensified the energy. So, of course, you're going to be affected sitting in an audience with someone, an enlightened being, speaking. Being around that energy is going to affect you, but when you're actually sitting with someone, you are doing some of the work. You're not just receiving, you're giving as well. And this is all about that connection. So you're tapping into that energy and using it, grounding it in your body, opening yourself up to it. And that's an incredible interaction. So you're not just sitting there receiving it, taking. You're also giving. And this is about giving without expecting anything in return. The enlightened state is one of unconditional love, just pure giving, not expecting anything back. So during my practice, I took a lot from my teacher, as much as I could. But I also gave him a lot too. I gave him my unconditional trust and love. And that's what got me through. So it works two ways. And that's why this sitting, feeling that pain, which is just a resistance to that energy, is so important and so valuable. So nothing is in the way and nothing needs to be in the way. If you want this more than anything else in the world, this is what you'll get. If you're willing to do anything for it, this is what you'll get.